The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this January 10th, Monday, 2022. And tonight, we have, like we always do, we have so much to talk about, but tonight we have the mighty Andrew on the board.
Good evening, Pastor, and everyone else.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. And way out yonder in Missouri, we have none other than the parson, Joe Larson.
We have everyone else.
Okay.
The highly unpaid professional assistant is here again, ready to go to work, boss.
Well, you know, I wanted to say our most deepest heartfelt condolences to Marcia Sally, the wife of Denver Sally for 56 years, and Jackie, and Denver the third. Jackie's his daughter. Denver the third is his son, and Christopher. Denver the third and Christopher are both MDs. And I want to say again, and all of the friends, the many, 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 many friends that Denver had. I mean, here's a list of all his children and grandchildren here, and it just goes on and on. But again, I want to say our heartfelt condolences. My buddy Denver was born on July 26, 1942, in Stonega, Virginia. And he passed away just 1 week ago today, January 3rd. He moved to Cleveland in 1950, graduated from Kirtland High School in 1960, and earned his bachelor's degree from Kent State University. Denver worked for General Motors for a number of years in payroll and accounting. He was the president of Lake County Right to Life and co-chair of Help at St. Helens. Denver loved food, especially cooking and baking. He enjoyed homeschooling with his grandkids and spending time with his grandkids. Boy, did he. He really did love. He really was into the homeschooling with the grandkids. And so Denver was a Cleveland sports fan and was a very, very staunchly, and I mean staunchly, pro-life. He will be remembered most as a selfless, giving man who had a great sense of humor and who loved to tell stories and sing folk songs to his grandchildren. Yeah, he did. He was Grandpa Denver, all right. Denver was devoted to his family and faith, and he will be dearly missed by all those whose lives he's touched. And Denver and I we've been friends for many, many years. We worked together in many of the pro-life activities. He was on the board of Ohio Pro-Life Action Committee with me. He also was my vice president I was the president of the Tea Party for four terms, and Denver was my vice president. He was my right-hand man there, always dependable. And well, in recent months, I could see his health seemed to be waning. He didn't have the energy. Well, of course, neither one of us did. And we weren't in contact as much, but every now and then I would call and ask him when he answered, "Are you still kicking?" And he'd say, "Yeah, I'm still here." And he would right away start telling me about what he was doing with his grandchildren. And Denver would go around, and he would put out crosses, 144 crosses. That's how many children that were killed. And I believe it was in Ohio in one day. I'm trying to remember what the 144 stood for. But anyhow, he would put those out, and I would always invite him to come and put them at our church, and he would go to different churches. And he was in a real, again, like I said, he was a very faithful husband, father, and grandpa, and a dear, dear friend for many, many years. So I'm going to miss my dear friend. Now, his funeral is going to be January 13th, Thursday, this coming Thursday, at 11 a.m. and 11 o'clock at St. Helens Catholic Church. And that's at 12060. That's at Kinsman Road in Newberry. The burial following will be at Munn Cemetery. The family will receive friends to pay tribute and to celebrate the life of Denver at the church between 10 and 11 a.m. And so, again, it just, gonna miss him. And see, I can't believe how many of my friends are dying off. It just, it seems like, Joe, it's almost like the Lord is saying, you know what, you guys have run a good race, you fought a good fight, and things are going to get nasty, and I'm going to take you on out of there before they do. I mean, I just have that feeling.
Keep calling people home, yes.
Yep. And
I
so,
see the same thing here in Missouri. We've had just so many people die this summer. It's just for a small, small rural area, it's a very large number.
Yeah, well, that's happening. But anyhow, we got to get right into the message. And Joe, after watching last week, the January 6th thing, I have never ever known a time such as this when there was so much lying going on, Joe. I just could not. I watched the so-called select committee. I was listening to them. Joe, I got to tell you something. On that so-called select committee here, that first of all, like Congressman Jim Jordan says, it's illegitimate. It is about as illegitimate a committee as you can get.
Well, it's actually select commies.
I mean, it is.
It was a misnomer on the name. It's the select commie group.
Everybody on that committee, Joe, everybody on that committee are absolute, totally corrupt. And I'm not saying this for any reason other than it's true. I've listened to how they've lied time and time again. And they're not all Democrats. They've got some rhinos on there that are traitors. Okay.
Many of their lies were by omission because they have hidden evidence. They have kept under wraps all kinds of tapes and exculpatory information. So not just the lies they've been telling, it's all of the things that they've been hiding is just as bad as what they've said.
Well,
not worse.
What's happening, though, they've lost all credibility, and people are no longer, they're not buying the story. They're just not buying the this committee, what's coming out. And they've been, like you said, trying to hide hundreds of hours of film. But, Joe, in last night in the church, we showed what really took place, an hour and 38-minute film, what actually took place. And you can see just how illegitimate, you can see how that there's that every single person on that committee, Joe, is totally reprobate. There's not one.
You know what the reason why, what they're up to is they are trying to make a point and come up with this insurrection so they can pin it on Trump and they can keep him from running for president again. This is all about keeping Donald Trump from being able to run for office.
Well, listen, they're scared.
That much.
They're scared, and many, many of the Democrats right now are they're announcing they're not going to run again because they know what's coming. They know that, right. And they don't want to still be in Congress when they start having criminal hearings for these criminals. For all of them, and these are the entire Democratic Communist Party. And so they're like rats jumping a sinking ship. But anyhow, let's start in the message tonight, because let's go there. I mean, it's just unbelievable how they have lied. But God's Word, the Bible, God's Word has a whole lot to talk about liars. You know, in Revelation 21:8, he says, all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 19 and read me verse.
The title?
The title of the message is what I'm going to read. We're going to read the title of the message. So you go ahead and read verse 5, and you'll read the title of the message.
Proverbs 19, verse 5. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape.
Okay. Now, read, actually, verse 9 is actually the title. There's one word different. Read verse 9.
A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish.
That's the actual title of the message.
Right.
Now, here, again, I have never seen so much lying. When I listened to Joe Biden, when I listened to Merrick Garland giving his speech, Joe, and he told one lie after the other, talking about how I couldn't believe it, how that they make no difference in the way they prosecute crimes. And those people that are rioters or insurrectionists, and they refer to that. Now, Joe, the entire summer of 2020, you had burning, looting. What they did cost over 100 times more money, over 100 times more than what would happen at the Capitol. But here...
Well, about 1,300 times as much damage as what happened as far as damage as January 6th. But that's just 1,300 times.
And so Eric Garland lied. He lied like a rug when he said that there was no election fraud. Eric Garland is illegitimate. He's a dirty cop, Joe. He is a dirty cop. He lied when he said that there was an insurrection by white supremacists. He lied when he said that he is committed to ensure, listen to this, the civil rights of all Americans. And he lied, Joe, when he said that the Justice Department was determined to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Joe, he is the enemy of America, domestic. He is the enemy of America. And the Justice Department is no longer, the Justice Department is no longer an independent agency. It is simply a part of the Democratic Communist Collective. And so...
Well, Jeremiah 9:3, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord.
And you know, Joe, when what happened in 2020, when they burnt and they looted, when you had... Kamala Harris promoting. She was out there telling, encouraging of the burners, the Burn, Loot, and Murder, BLM.
Raising money to pay bail so they could get back out and do it again.
Get back out there. Georgie Soros, my owner, is telling you there's money, you're getting paid. Go out there and burn and loot and murder. That's exactly what this stands for. And anyone and everyone that says that's not true is a liar, and there ain't a bit of truth, not a bit of truth in them, Joe.
I wish you'd tell us how you really feel sometime. You know, just holding back is kind of hard to put up with.
Well, you know, I had several ladies ask me, Pastor, why aren't more pastors saying what you're saying? Why aren't they saying what you're saying? You know, well, I believe you. Every one of them said, I believe every word you're saying. And it's simple, Joe. They don't have the courage. They're afraid. They're afraid, Joe. They're simply, they fear the government more than they do God, or they wouldn't be telling the truth.
The collection plate to go, and a lot of those prosperity churches, they don't want to lose all that money coming in that pays their nice big salary for doing very little, for taking no risks.
Yep. And I remember Nancy Pelosi also encouraging people to get out there. Get out there. Don't go away. Get out there and keep it up. And remember, what is her name, Jessica Waters? Or no, Maxine Waters.
Mad Maxine
saying, go after him. Get after him wherever you see him, in a restaurant, in the gasoline station. Get him. Attack them. And they were attacking senators and congressmen.
They don't belong here is what she said. In yep. other words, they don't belong in the public eye.
Yep. Well, read verse 13.
A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping.
Now, Joe, what is the best way in the world to make a foolish son?
Spare the rod and spoil the child. No discipline, no guidance, and no tough love.
And all of that you get if you send them mostly to the public schools nowadays.
Yeah.
You're sending them to a lot of your inner city, especially public schools.
Well,
and you're
sending them to the devil to be educated is kind of a foolish thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because those teachers out there, and by the way, we're going to be getting to that because here now they've declared a national emergency crisis of children committing suicide, and we're going to take a look at who's responsible for that. But really, because they're saying because of COVID. No, it's not COVID, but we're going to look at what really is responsible for that. Okay, so here, what about and the contentions?
Well, the scripture says that basically the parents are to be the primary teachers of their children. They're to talk with them and teach them God's word, while they're walking, while they're sitting, you know, while they're doing their normal day, they're to be taught by the parents.
Okay, so what about the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping? What is a good way to end up with a contentious wife?
Maybe not to treat her very well, not to hold her in respect.
How about this? How about sitting her down on the couch in front of the television and let her watch The View what's her name? Oprah. If you do that, sit her down and let her do that, because I know some situations where that's exactly what some of the men are complaining about their wives. They sit there all day long, and they become lazy. They don't want to clean the house. They don't want to do anything. They sit there, and they watch Oprah or The View, and they become very contentious. And then here, read verse 14.
House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord.
Well, how do you get a prudent wife?
You get one the Lord will help you find if you've asked for guidance and direction and pray. The Lord will give you a wise and prudent wife.
That's right. You just read how you got that right there.
Right.
Turn over. Now, how did we get to this situation? Why? When did all of this lying start? Who was the first one to start telling all of these lies, Joe?
I think it was the serpent in the garden.
Yep. So Jesus answers that in John chapter 8. If you go over to John chapter 8.
Verse 44.
Well, actually, let's start in verse 42.
Okay. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceedeth forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
All right, very good. And so here, when we take a look at that, now, here are the religious leaders that he was speaking to right there. They were speaking the language of lies. They were accusing him of doing exactly what they were doing, right? And we see that come.
The original communists accusing Jesus of doing what the sins they were committing, right?
Right. Now, here again, you have people saying, well, you see, Jesus, he just was love, love, love. He loved everybody. And do you think Jesus loved these people here?
No.
Okay, no. He said,
if God were your father, you would love me, and he's not going to love people that hate him, that want to crucify him.
Okay. So now he is telling him, because we hear people all the time saying, we're all God's children. And we hear these people saying that the Lord Jesus was non-judgmental. Does it sound like he's not, that he is non-judgmental, what you just read?
Oh, he's judgmental. We are all God's creation, and some of us are God's children. The remnant are God's children. We're all part of his creation. But to become part of the family of God, his children, you must be born again.
So now, you hear people say that the Lord Jesus was tolerant of sin. He was, when it comes to sin, this is what the liberal so-called theologians tell you, that he was taught, when it comes to sin, that he is tolerant of sin. Some of them actually will say that he himself was a sinner, okay? Now, does this sound like he was tolerant of sin?
No, he was not. This doesn't sound like it, and just other things that he said all the way through. He hated sin, and he hated certain sinners. And he was the one that talked about the lake of fire and sitting in judgment. And no, that doesn't sound like somebody that loved everybody.
So when he's talking about this, that we know that it tells you that the Bible, that we're all people are God's natural born. They're all
right.
All people, but the spiritual born, okay, of God are those that are born again, that have received Christ as their Savior, those that have been
right.
born again.
That's why I use the word creation. We are all God's, we as a race are God's creation or all natural born, right?
And so here, these leaders that he was talking to, you know, they were full of lies, their pride, their greed, and their lust for power and control of people. That's what they were all about. Now, the left takes a page today, right out of Karl Marx's playbook, and does exactly what these people were doing. Here they were accusing the Lord Jesus of having the devil when they served their father, the devil. Okay?
All right.
Now, I doubt the salvation of any of those today, Joe. I doubt the salvation of any of those today that are so spiritually blind as to trust a corrupt and murderous government. Those that will take the shot and will be among the very first to take the mark. I have no doubt in my mind that those people that are taking the shots will be the very first to take the mark. And I can tell you there's a lot of so-called pastors out there that have promoted and told people to go get it. We have a government, Joe, and they know that is killing people with bioweapons and trying to silence legitimate doctors. They're going after all, they're doing their best, but it's not going to work, Joe. And so, and they're trying to, and we who are trying to warn them that are being lied to. Yeah.
You remember the three monkeys with the hear no evil, see no evil, you know, speak no evil. Basically, they're turning that around. I will hear no truth, I will see no truth, I will speak no truth, I'm happy in my ignorance. Well, God does not like ignorance. He loves knowledge and understanding. He talked about the men of Issachar having understanding of the times, knowing what's going on. These people are, many of them are purposely hiding from the truth and willingly listen to the lies of the state so they can say, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Joe, going back 50 years ago, Joe, how many times going back to the 70s and the 80s did we tell people things that nobody was talking about yet? And they were called, where do you guys get this stuff? And we were called fanatics and, you know, this. But then later, within, you know, a couple of years later, everything we said came out to be true. We warned people about this whole thing about when, remember, they were telling you that by 1988, we were going to be in a state of was going to be a total freeze, that the entire country is going to be one big glacier, and
yeah,
remember that? That was on the news. That was, you had that on.
Ice Age was coming. If the government doesn't act and do now and take more power, take more control, you know, we're all going to freeze to death. Yeah, it was all about giving power to the government. That
right.
was the solution. The government has to have this power and authority.
And we warned people. We warned them about that. And then throughout the years, they changed back and forth with a different climate. We'd first freeze, and then we were going to...
warming. And
yep.
when that became kind of understood to be a big lie, then they switched to climate change, which, of course, the climate changes, and it covers again. But it goes back to the Fabian socialists in the late 1800s that words would be the weapon of choice for this new war, you know, creating...
Then we warned people about the public school system. We warned them if they didn't get their children, if you didn't get the children out of the public school system, that they were going to take everything that you put into them, your morality, they were going to take that out of them. And I remember people saying, well, and I had some pastors saying, well, if we don't send our children into the public school system as missionaries, how are we going to reach the kids in there? And I told them, I said, look, all of the authority figures out there, all the authority figures out there are not like they used to be. They're going to, and your children will be the ones that get changed. Not, they won't be reaching these other kids. And remember, it all started.
I remember back 1983, I did this quote, John Dunphy from the Humanist magazine, "The battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom. The classroom must and will become the arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism."
And then remember,
that was a radical. That was insane. That our public school system isn't like that. It sure is, folks, and has been.
It absolutely is. And remember when we had Pat Buchanan, he used to come on and we would talk about what was going to happen on the border. And we talked about back in the 1980s, they were saying, There's about 11,000 illegal aliens. And we said back then, no, it's way more than 11,000. We were telling people what they're doing. We were telling people what was going to happen if we didn't put a stop to it and the drugs. And, Joe, here today, I can tell you this. No, they said 11 million, not 11,000.
11 million.
Yeah, there's more, Joe, like there's more like 40 million, Joe. It's closer to
the 11 million figure for what now? 30 years or something.
Yeah,
I can remember
all the way up to a couple of years ago, but it's more like 40 million that have been in here since then. Joe, we're going to play a clip. We have a lady. Her name is Dr. Jane Ruby, and this is going to be a clip by Stu Peters' program there. But Joe, what we've been telling people. Now, this woman's job, what she does as doctor, is she follows, she researches and follows the different vaccines, how they're distributed and where they're sent to in all 50 states. So, Mighty Andrew, when you're ready, go ahead and play that clip.
Monday on the Stu Peters Show, Dr. Jane Ruby broke a bombshell report about specific lot numbers of the bioweapon jabs that were shipped across the country. She joins us now with more details. Do we know where these things went or how deadly they are?
Sure. Stu, after that report, a lot of people wrote to me on my social media and had lots of very good questions.
I bet.
And so I wanted to dig in a little bit deeper. I know we have a little bit of time here. The first graph that I'm showing you here is very, very interesting. It's not really clear, and that's okay. I just want everyone to get a visual relative to your question. If you look along the left-hand side, that's called the y-axis, the left y-axis, you see all those tiny little numbers, and those are listed, the lot numbers that were identified, not the most deadly yet, Okay. And then as you go across the top of this document, you can see all 50 states, because a lot of the questions came up after the initial report by Exposé UK, where they did find in their analysis, which was, by the way, done differently with a different number of lots. Okay. And they found that there were a larger number of deadlier lots that went to what they called red states. That really has not been borne out. And so as you see on this piece of paper, going across the top, this is actually an Excel spreadsheet, all 50 states. So you can see on the right-hand side, far right, you see all those tiny numbers. The most of those numbers are probably two or three illnesses or deaths, where you see a couple of those rows that end up with larger numbers, like 1,000, 1,500. Those are by 1,000 times more deaths and injuries, right? But what this tells us is that these deadly batches, when you look at these two lines in the middle with all the numbers that end up on the far right with 1,000 or 2,000 deaths, that all these deadliest batches that have now been identified by these analysts did go indeed to all 50 states. There was no one state or group of states or politically affiliated state that was targeted. The other thing I wanted to share with people, sort of as a follow-up, is that these analysts started to look at the temporal, if you will, deployment of these vials, the vials that were associated now with the deadliest, you know, number of deaths and injuries. And the first one I want to show here is the Moderna. When Moderna is singled out, we single out a company one at a time. This one looks at Moderna. On the far left vertical axis, which is the y-axis, you're looking at the number of serious adverse events. Remember, in pharmaceutical drug development, I've said there are adverse events. These are technical terms. And then there are serious adverse events. And they are defined differently. And the serious adverse events usually mean hospitalization, death, serious permanent disability, ER visits, things like that. And so what you see here is the Moderna deployment of their deadliest batches. And isn't this interesting? Notice the pattern. It's a bit of a, when you start to look at the biggest deployment began in January, like right out of the gate, Moderna sent out its deadliest batches. And there's a decrement. It goes down and it lowers, right, in a graduated way. But it forms kind of an L shape. So what I wanted to show in the last sheet here is when we put these three companies together, this is really interesting. Again, on the left, the far left, the vertical y-axis, these are serious adverse events, numbers of them. On the x-axis, which is the bottom horizontal axis, you see the dates that these lots were starting to be deployed. Again, it starts pretty consistently around January of 2021. And notice the same pattern, Stu. It's in an L shape. For the most part, when you overlay these three companies, this tells us that these companies, Stu, not only were strategic in deploying these and coding these lot numbers so that they could find where the greatest death and destruction occurred, but Stu, they were working together. There's a strong evidence here that they're working together. They have the same L shape. Very scary.
So is it possible, you're a pharmaceutical researcher, I'm a lay guy, is it possible that they sent out these deadly batches by accident? And then they were like, oh, these were too deadly. These were done wrong. We need to get this right. Oh, gosh, let's fix this.
Yeah, this is a good question. And it's one of the questions I asked the two analysts out of the five that I spent 3 hours with over last weekend talking about this. And they explained to me that they had the same question. They brought in a statistician who could do what's called confidence intervals to see what are the chances that this would be by chance. And it was a 99.99% chance result that this is not by chance, which is incredibly frightening to them. And they were analysts just looking at the numbers and the way the patterns fall and the statistics that tell you there's basically no way this could have happened randomly.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I know
that these people are psychopaths, and I'm going to be the last person to defend these people that are responsible for manufacturing this bioweapon that's resulting in the death of children and, you know, people who've been misled, misinformed, brainwashed, and propagandized into taking these things out of fear of a virus with a nearly 100% survival rate. I'm not here to defend them, but in the spirit of, you know, factual journalism, I want to make sure that we know that, hey, we're not accusing them of something that they did not do, but a 99.99% probability that this thing was not by happens chance and that this was absolutely done on purpose is what I would suspect. It just validates my suspicions. They are psychopaths.
Sure.
They're murderers. Sure. They're genocidal murderers. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Stu.
Coming up on the Stu Peters Show.
All right, we're back. Joe, I got this article here. Omicron spreading and infecting the vaccinated. Again, they're not going to tell you this, and they're not going to tell you that these people in the hospitals, the ones that are in there with COVID, whether it's the Omicron or whether it's the Delta variant, the vast majority of those people that are in the hospitals are ones that have been vaccinated. And they will not tell you that. And they're not going to tell you the truth. They just won't tell you the truth. But anyhow, well,
Dr. Kelly Victory went on TV, and she said the people that have had two or three vaccines or two and a booster are 3 to 4 times more likely to get reinfected. That those who have natural immunity, very, very few, a very small percent, are getting reinfected. So the ones who are getting reinfected are, the more you have the vax, the more likely you're going to get sick.
Well, here's an article here by Dr. Robert Young. Robert Young, remember the old?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay. Anyhow, COVID injections are intelligent, targeted bioweapons. Explosive news that the COVID vaccines have been biochemically designed to target specific organs, given that they are now causing specific adverse effects involving the specific organs such as reproductive organs, heart, brain, blood. He goes on to say, Dr. Young shares his experience over 40 years of formulating targeted which use specific polynucleotides, genetic material, taken from animal tissue to send herbal nutrition specific organs. It is the same methodology, he said, using fetal organ cells and animal organ cells lines, undisclosed, kept hidden by trade secrets, which is being used in vaccines for deleterious purpose to harm and to sterilize. Variably of toxicity across the batches and selection of batches for targeted reasons, labeled, recorded, and structured by the vaccine maker. Scientists conducting these horrific experiments is the other end of the scenario. This is why we're seeing a rise in microchondritis in boys taking the vaccine and miscarriages and menstrual changes in women taking the vaccine. The information is borne by Professor Sir John Bell of Oxford, who was recorded saying that 60 to 70% sterility is intended by the vaccines. You know, I have, Joe, a listing. If I can find it, I'm going to go here maybe. Well, maybe I'll wait till after the next break. But what it is, it's a listing, Joe, of people that have died from this. And it's unbelievable because if I can, let me try to find this, if I can still find it. I might not be able to.
I'll do the Rare Foundation came out 2 days ago. The vaccine is worse than we feared. We could be looking at hundreds of thousands more dead. And they're talking about the number of suffered Americans who have suffered serious side effects or died is exploding. And it said 946,000 Americans have experienced death or serious, that very serious side effects. That means hospitalization, disability. And that the U.S. Department of Health said over 100,000 had been hospitalized after receiving the jab. And we know that in Vietnam, they suspended the Pfizer vaccine after they had 120 children hospitalized, some of them dying from the vaccine. We did that Columbia University study where they said that the underreporting, you know, the VAERS said 20,000 have died, and they said it's 20 times or more, around 400,000 dying. And they're agreeing the same thing. Columbia University said the more injections you have, the more the chance of you're getting reinfected. And One News Now has gone on and said, we're seeing the ramifications of this untested, unproven, hastily developed vax, and it's worse than we feared. This is the beginning, said One News Now, Pearson Sharp. Unless Americans and parents stand up to these unscientific mandates, we could be looking at hundreds of thousands more dead and permanently injured victims from the biggest experiment on human beings in history, because all of your left-wing socialist governments are following Biden, trying to do a mandatory vax and pushing 2-3 shots and a booster. So they're trying to lower, we've told people, lower the world's population is what they're doing.
We've been telling people that for years, and it's like, no, if we don't believe it, it can't happen.
Right. And, you guys, just it can't be that bad. People really wouldn't want to kill all these people. They wouldn't want the death of all these people. Yeah, they would. All through history, look, governments have been responsible for the deaths of hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. They've done horrendous things to their people. The world's history, every country in the world, you can go back and look at the terrible things that have happened to the general population. And the more people in a society that they have trouble feeding and giving health care, the more they want to get rid of that burden, the useless eaters. And it's been that way all through history.
Well, here, Joe, you have 30,000 Marines now who are refusing to take the poisonous poke.
Wow. And they originally just said it was like 2,000 or something. They were going to kick 2,000 out. But there's a lot more refusing they haven't thrown out yet, huh?
Yeah. They started out with 9,000, saying that 9,000 Marines are unvaccinated, but then now the truth is starting to come out, okay? There's basically 180,000 altogether, and out of that, right now they're saying like 30,000 of them. It's starting to come out. Now they're realizing, you know, because all of these numbers that you're getting about 75% of all of Americans have been vaxxed, that's a lie told by liars. That is a lie told by liars. I'm running into people all over the place that feel the same way that we do. I'm getting letters from people all across the country, and unfortunately, some of them saying, "Yeah, I had a son or a daughter or somebody that took the poke," but the vast majority of people are actually refusing those and the more people die and the more they get sick, then the more the word's getting out. I mean, the word is starting to get out. People are starting to figure things out, what we've been trying to tell them all along. And so,
well, I'm looking at something here. When you said the service, nearly twice, get this, twice as many military members have died from suicide in just July through September than from all deaths related to coronavirus since the start. So in just July, August, September, in 3 months, twice as many sailors and soldiers, Marines, died from suicide than through all the armed services, including the Coast Guard, since the pandemic began. We have a pandemic in the military, but the pandemic is of suicide.
Yeah,
and
Joe.
Other problems.
Yeah, Joe, here, you're hearing again that we're having a crisis. It's a national emergency crisis of children committing suicide because of COVID. Joe, it's not because of COVID. It's because of Joe Biden. It's because
right.
of Nancy
and
Pelosi.
Lockdowns and all it's the stuff.
It's because of Chuck Schumer.
Forced,
it's because of the mad scientist Anthony Mangala Fauci. It's because of Big Pharma. It's because of the public school teachers parents who put their children in government schools, and teachers that put fear, the teachers that harass these children and put fear into them, make them wear those dirty diapers on their faces all day long in the public school system. And Joe, you know who else it is? It's about pastors who don't have the courage, the guts to preach the truth and tell the people, no, we're not going to put up with this. No, we are not. This is not right, what you're doing. This is wrong, and we're not going to stand for it. That's who's responsible, Joe. It's not the COVID that's causing all those children to kill themselves. It's the so-called Antichrist, God-hating adults, and you know, parents that would put their children and submit them and say, go ahead, wear that mask. No. If you love them, get them out of there. Homeschool them. Do whatever you have to do, but get them out of there.
You know, I'll make a correlation here. You look back in the military, World War I, World War II were horrible. Trench, hand-to-hand combat, horrible things. Fixed bayonets. We had, in the past 2 years, there were 701 suicides. In 1 year, 476 in another. Just 2 years, that's about 1,100, almost 1,200 military. That, again, shows what's going on in the country, what we're doing to our young soldiers, sailors, Marines. You go back and look at how many people from World War I and II committed suicide. Very, very few. What happened? We told God to get out of the military. Didn't need him anymore, and being a gentleman, he left when he wasn't wanted, and we're seeing now the result of his leaving.
I've got these people that are so afraid. They're so afraid that Biden is going to upset Mr. Putin to the point where Putin nukes America. No, Putin is not going to nuke America. I truly believe,
no.
Joe, I truly believe this. I truly believe that China and Russia, all they'd have to do is tell the Biden regime, look, we're gonna take away no more money. You get no more money from us. You know, they have their people bought and paid for, unless you surrender. We want you to surrender, and I have no doubts in my mind that Austin and Millie would surrender, that they would come out and they would say, well, you know, America, we can't win. Everyone will lose in a nuclear war. The best thing we can do is surrender and give
right.
in to them.
Well, you know, Russia and China have been making treaties, getting closer and closer, and they are both putting pressure on Biden different fronts. The Russians, Ukraine, the China at Formosa, you know, they want to take their island back. And they are just exploiting the weakness of Biden as president and his staff of advisors who know nothing about foreign policy except surrender and appeasement. And Putin is not crazy. He is wily as a fox. He might be wicked and evil, but he is not crazy. He is not insane. He's a calculated KGB agent who knows how to get things done, even if it's in an unpleasant way. I mean, but he's not a nutcase.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. Do you think Putin wants to date AOC?
No.
Because she thinks that Trump and everybody else wants to date her. But do you think maybe she thinks Putin wants to date her?
I think she is a very confused young lady. If she thinks all those young Republicans out there want a wife like her, she's got another thought coming.
Now,
she's about the last woman that they would pick to be a wife or to date.
Now, rephrase that. She was a very confused young what?
Whore.
Well, you could say woman, but you don't have to say. You could say woman, but believe me, she's no lady.
You're right.
What's come out of her mouth does not come out of the mouth of a lady.
Of a lady, yes. You're right on that correction.
In fact, that whole squat, that whole bunch of those women have filthy mouths. I mean, just really filthy mouths. But anyhow.
Well, look, when she went down to party in Florida, what'd she do? She goes to a transvestite bar where they're doing the, what do they call them, the guys dressing up as girls dancing and doing a performance.
Drag queens, those are drag queens.
Drag queens, if that's her idea of where to go on a date, you know, that should tell you something right there.
Well, I'm talking about the language I've heard them use. It's just, you know, I mean, it's just filthy in front of children, right there in front of their children. And they say the Muslims don't have any problem with using profanity in front of their children. But the Muslims are saying, wait a minute, hold it. They do not represent good Muslims. So the Muslims say, no, we don't use that kind of language. You know, that's sewage being spewed out. So anyhow, in fact, let's. I want to talk about this January 6th thing here. Matt Gaetz and Margaret Green, they had something to say about it. They made it very clear. Matt Gaetz says that it wasn't an insurrection; it was a Fedsurrection, and he's absolutely right. This was.
Mm-hmm.
This was unbelievable, a false flag. And, folks, I'm really sorry for you if you believe what's been the lies, the outright flat-out lies, I mean tremendous lies that have been told on NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC. Unbelievable. And here, Jim Jordan tells January 6th panel to pound sand. Rejects any legitimacy of the so-called investigation. Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican, Ohio, told the January 6th panel to pound sand after they asked him to provide information about his communications with Trump on January 6th protest. Jordan formally responded to the January 6th panel in a letter to the committee's chairman, Representative Communist Benny Thompson. Communist Benny Thompson. The request is far outside the bounds of any legitimate inquiry. It violates core constitutional principles and would serve to further erode legislative norms, Jordan wrote to Thompson. Again, there's not one person, on that panel, Joe, not one person on that panel that God's word, the Bible, would not classify as reprobate. Not one single person. On that illegitimate panel, and so you say, well, Pastor Lenny, you are a very, very mean pastor. No, I'm not. Listen to what they're saying and read the Bible. Listen to what they're saying, Joe. What does it say about all liars?
They will have their place in the lake of fire. But I remember Proverbs 29:12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, and all his servants are wicked. And we can go through all kinds of things in Scripture about the lying, they're deceiving their neighbors, they don't speak the truth, they teach their tongues to speak lies, they commit iniquity. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Every one of those people, Joe, are adamantly pro-abortion, the killing of innocent children. Every one of those people, Joe, are adamantly pro-sodomite, the practicing of sodomy. There's nothing. Every one of those people, according, you find them described perfectly in Romans chapter 1. Given over.
You know, when you mention that, 27 nations in the world ban abortions after 12 weeks. We are one of the only countries in the world, other than like China, North Korea, places like that, that permit abortions up until, you know, later.
Not only that, but in Virginia and New York and others, and California, they want to keep killing them after they're born, too. They want to extend that and kill them after they're born. So, in other words, if you're born and you decide something might be wrong with that baby, you can kill it. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. So, do not go away. Do not go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.